Again, to the second chapter of Luke, we spent a little bit of time there last Sunday, and we'll go back to that again this morning. As you're turning there, I wanted to make note, especially this morning, that the birth of Jesus, the foretelling, the prophecies concerning his birth are all over the Old Testament scriptures, and all fulfilled in the New Testament Gospels. And just a few, and we know these, thankfully, because we're a Bible-believing and a Bible-studying church, a meeting. Jesus' virgin birth is foretold in Isaiah 7:14. And behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son and shall call his name Emmanuel. Then there's Micah 5:2. But you, Bethlehem, Ephrathah, you are small. Out of you will come for me one who will be ruler over Israel. And then so many of Jesus' other titles as the Messiah. For example, Isaiah 9:6, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. And then there's Jesus as he was a young child being brought back out of Egypt in Hosea 11:1. When Israel was a child, then I loved him and called my son out of Egypt. Genesis 3:15. And the Lord said unto the serpent, and I will put enmity between thee and the woman, between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. And we just sang of that. There's so much scriptural reference in these songs. And the entire chapter of Daniel, the ninth chapter, speaks of the 70 weeks of prophecy, provides a timeline, if you will, for the Messiah's arrival. Psalm 22:7-8. And they that see me laugh me to scorn. Think about Jesus on the cross. They shoot out the hip, they shake the head, saying, he trusted on the Lord that he would deliver him. Let him deliver him, seeing he delighteth in him. Didn't they scoff at Jesus on the cross? If he be God, let him save himself. These and so many others, the entire 53rd chapter of Isaiah. Very few people, though, although they may have known those Old Testament writings and studied them diligently in the temples, very few were looking for Jesus to come. But there was a man, and his name was Simeon. And if you're there in the second chapter of Luke, starting in verse 20, I just love this portion of scripture. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, as it was told unto them. And when 8 days were accomplished for the circumcising of the child, his name was called Jesus, which was so named of the angel before he was conceived in the womb. We read about that last week. And when the days of her purification according to the law of Moses were accomplished, they brought him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every male that openeth the womb shall be called holy to the Lord, and to offer a sacrifice according to that which is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or 2 young pigeons. And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. And the same man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel. Simeon was watching. Furthermore, and the Holy Spirit was upon him, and it was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And he came by the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him after the custom of the law, then he took him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now lettest thy servant depart in peace according to thy word, For mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people, a light to lighten the Gentiles and the glory of thy people Israel." Eight days. There's just so much here. I don't have time. Eight having to do with new life. Eight having to do with resurrection. Eight having to do with the bride of Christ. The name Jesus is derived from the Hebrew word Yehoshua, meaning Jehovah saved. Dedicating Jesus in the temple demonstrated that Jesus was fully human, and that Joseph and Mary knew the customs and the laws and were obedient. Had Jesus not been circumcised, it would have been very easy for doubters to say, "Well, he's none of us," and never listen to his gospel. And Mary's purification was also in accordance with the law of Moses. Generally, at that time, the ritual consisted of the mother being fully immersed in a special bath and was commonly required after childbirth before she could worship in the temple. Originally, the firstborn of every Jewish family, as we read, was intended to be a priest. We read here, he was holy. And then Simeon. He was of the tribe of Simeon. Simeon was the second of six children born to Jacob and Leah. His name in the Hebrew is Shama'an, meaning he has heard, which is sometimes interpreted to mean he who listens to the words of God. God spoke to Simeon. He didn't discount it. He listened. He was waiting. He was watching. And God had made him a promise that he would not see death until he saw the Lord's salvation. So Simeon waited. He was probably a very old man. He waited for God's consolation. And that word means to make one whole again. Isn't that what Jesus did? Gentile and Jew alike. To reconcile us unto himself. Simeon was filled with the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost revealed to Simeon that he would live to see Jesus. And he held Jesus in his arms and lifted him up to the Lord. Blessed God with great thankfulness and honor. And he was finally at peace now that he was holding. Can you imagine what it must have been like to hold that little baby, the little eight-day-old baby, knowing that he is God's salvation? And in him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in the darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. At this time of year, you know, the days are pretty short and the nights are really long. As a matter of fact, today is the shortest day and the longest night of the year. Today's the first day of winter. when I see the Christmas lights on buildings and homes, it reminds me of Jesus, the light of the world, the light in the darkness, and the joy that was brought to the world in that little baby. And like Simeon, you know, we have been given promises too. We have been promised that Jesus will return. So we're to be watchful and hopeful and expectant for Jesus' promised return. But when he comes again, we will hail him as King of Kings, Lord of Lords, and our bridegroom. I pray that this is the most blessed Christmas that you've ever had. And I also pray, as always, that he come today. God bless you this morning.